Hello, this is Scott Berry, and I've got a very special guest with me today. We're in Austin with Kate Lincoln Goldfinch. Hello, Kate.
Hi.
And this is so exciting because we get a chance to meet kind of up-and-coming immigration lawyers all over the U.S. through our podcast and just coaching, things like that, and events. And I love to ask people who they look up to, who they're kind of watching, and who they use as a little bit of a mentor. And Kate's name comes up a lot. And so when we ran into her at AILA, I asked if she would sit down with us and share some of her thoughts, because she's remarkable and she's just very effective and very unique. So Kate, thanks again. We really appreciate you giving us some time.
Yeah, thanks for coming all the way down to Austin.
Yep, it's my pleasure. So Kate, tell everybody about where the law firm has grown in the last 10 years. You've got this super cool office, very, very unique, and a new bus. 10-year anniversary. Congratulations. Where are you now?
So we're in a great place just in terms of the firm and how we've set up the structure. But it's taken 10 years to get here. Halfway through the journey, 5 years in was when COVID hit. And so we have this little office in central Austin. And at the time, we had 13 people crammed in that office. I had cubicles in the garage so that people could work. And so we sent everybody home really quickly in COVID. And then we started perfecting the virtual model and we started growing. And by the time everybody else was going back to work, we were a virtual firm. And so we were allowed to really expand our services and our ability to service clients, but we never really outgrew the little office. So a couple of things have happened. The first is we really realized our mission is not about having a bunch of offices in big cities around the country. Yeah. Our mission is to reach immigrants in places where they struggle to receive good legal services. Mm-hmm. And that's in rural, remote areas, areas where it's dangerous to drive. There's not really good legal options. It's hard to get information. But we don't want to set up a bunch of brick and mortar offices in these places. That would be logistically complicated.
Yes.
So the idea came, what if we had these mobile offices? And then Trump got elected and we decided to sort of pivot and create this separate sort of community engagement entity that is a bus. And we named it El Bus Sin Fronteras, which is the bus without borders. And the whole goal of this bus, this community engagement project, is to go out into these communities and to bring information, resources, but also appreciation and celebration. Because we don't just want the, you know, the sort of daunting prospect of like family planning and red cards and all that stuff that's important.
Doom and gloom too, as well. I love the celebration piece.
Yeah.
And the celebrations are not everywhere right now.
They're not. So. And it's been real fun with the bus. So we, you know, we bring cumbia music and bubble machines and popsicles, and it's like a fun thing. Yeah. And then we also hand out the red cards. And so that has been such a fun initiative that we launched this year. And then the little office has expanded. The house next door came up for sale. And so, and then we got to start like painting the whole thing yellow and putting in a yellow brick road and putting a mural on it. It's sort of, you know, it's this compulsion that I have to like, I like aesthetic beauty. That is one of the features of me that matters. I, you know, I've always cared about like my clothes and I've always loved makeup and I always, spaces are really important to me. That's just how I've always been.
Right.
And so being a business owner, I get to bring in that.
You brought it right in.
Yeah. So it's a, like, I love our little compound of little, you know, yellow buildings with all the, you know, decorations everywhere. And it doesn't feel like a law firm whatsoever, but our clients want to walk into some law firm.
It feels like a home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what
we want.
And so I think for some consumers, sitting down with a lawyer is intimidating.
Most. Yeah. For most people aren't having fun when they go to their lawyer's office.
Yeah.
Maybe the ones who aren't struggling in some way are like creating an estate plan. But most people, they're getting divorced, they suffered an accident, they're going through immigration troubles, they've got criminal problems.
And the last thing they want to do is just go see a lawyer or a doctor, right? Like, it's stressful. But you've created an environment here where people can be very comfortable, you know, coming in and sitting down with you or your team.
Yeah. That's the point. We want it to feel cozy and inviting. and look pretty. We say we bring peace of mind and security to immigrant families. We're just having our 10th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we are based in Austin, but we're a virtual firm. So we have clients in all over the globe, all over the 50 United States. And we focus on family-based immigration, humanitarian immigration, and we also do removal defense and detention work. So we're on that side. You know, so oftentimes it's like employment plus family or family plus humanitarian. So I'm on the emotionally challenging side of
all the way over there is removal and deportation. And a lot of people are struggling, immigration attorneys are struggling to stomach that.
Like it's tough.
They really struggle. It's emotional for them. So much involved. So what's going on right now? How would you describe today's environment and what does this mean for legal consumers?
It's no surprise. Everybody knows that we are living under a regime, a presidency that has designs to eradicate the undocumented population out of this country. And by any means necessary, and that they're taking very aggressive and inhumane measures.
Unprecedented.
I mean, we have alligator Alcatraz, we have cancellation of birthright citizenship, we have people getting detained in courthouse, you know, trying to cancel asylum, arresting protesters. I mean, everywhere you look, immigrants are under attack. And I would say not just undocumented immigrants, of course, people from naturalized citizens all the way down to undocumented.
Get caught up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's true. And it is worse than it's been since I've been doing this, which is 20 years. And we also know this won't last forever. We also know this is a nation of immigrants whose economy desperately depends on immigrants. Mm-hmm. And we know that we've been through periods like this before where, you know, Germans or Irish Catholics or Italians or other Eastern Europeans or Jewish people or Chinese immigrants were vilified and talked about as if they were disposable invaders. And each of those moments of that rhetoric has been a blip on our radar, a painful blip. But we're in another one of those periods of time. So I think the first thing to know is that this won't last forever. And we're going to get out of this one, too. The second thing to know is that the majority of Americans in this country understand that we are all immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants. And we have a deep respect and appreciation for immigrants. And then the third thing that's really important to know is we got to protect ourselves. And so what are our constitutional rights? How should we interact with law enforcement? And definitely, please, every immigrant needs to consult with an immigration lawyer and find out not only what you're eligible for, what your rights are, but how to protect yourself. I can't tell you how many people I talk to that listen to TikToks or they talk to their neighbors or they, you know, or they go to a notario or they think they know.
Right. And that's a big concern, right?
Yeah.
I've been hearing about people that thought that they were covered. They thought it was all dealt with. The paperwork was dealt with. And then all of a sudden they find out under the microscope, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm exposed, and that could mean very bad things right now.
Yeah, I mean, immigration law is unnecessarily complex, but it is the reality. It's a really complicated system, and it's important to go to an expert attorney who understands the system. And in a good consultation, we'll talk about what are you eligible for, how long does it take, how much does it cost? That's the surface level part of a consultation. Yeah. But then the next level is, okay, and then what? And then how do we protect yourself? And who's going to pick up the kids if you get detained? And do you have the important documents? All of that stuff is an additional layer to the conversation that I think people really need to make sure they're having right now.
And you guys are having these consultations with people all day, every day.
We have a lot of consultations. And in fact, right now we're doing free consultations because people need the information. We don't want there to be a barrier to good advice. So we're having a lot of conversations right now. And a lot of these people aren't eligible for relief. I'm working on we're calling it Luz en el Camino. It's a packet for people who are ineligible for relief right now, but they need a relationship with an attorney where we give them a list of docs we need. We give them VIP access to an attorney if anything happens. We help them do their safety planning, and we've formed a relationship with a letter of representation that they can carry around.
Just in case.
Just in case, because I think one of the things that's really important for people is like, okay, I'm undocumented, I don't qualify for anything, but then what? It's still good to have a relationship with a lawyer who can act, because doing detained cases, what we find is there's such a delay in the moment where someone's hired us and we're able to have an impact. And so shortening that delay where we've already got the documents, we already know the facts of the case, we've talked to the person and we know their immigration history.
Yeah, you can jump right in.
We can jump right in.
And time is of the essence in a lot of these cases, right?
Especially because they're trying to do expedited removals on everybody. So somebody can be gone in a matter of hours in some instances.
You show up for a meeting and you're in handcuffs. And you're being walked out the door.
It's horrific.
Right? Like it's happening all over the country right now.
It's so upsetting. I mean, that they're going after the people who are following the rules. Yeah. There are natural consequences to this. And we're going to see them. People are going to stop showing up for stuff. It's going to drive more people underground. And all of this, more immigrants afraid of law enforcement and showing up for their hearings only makes everybody less safe.
What do you think it's going to look like over the next... the second half of, say, 2025? More of the same? You think it might get worse? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we've got the budget bill that just passed, which doubles the immigration detention and increases the enforcement budget. So that sent a signal from Congress to the president that they are supportive of what he's doing. And that's a really unfortunate thing, because I think what it means for us is that we're going to see an increase and a continuance of what's been happening. And, you know, real creative, clever design of the budget bill was that they increased the budget for DHS immediately, but they didn't implement the Medicaid cuts and the cuts to middle Americans, you know, until after the midterms. So by the time people vote, you know, in 2026, they won't have felt the impacts of what Congress just did. And that was by design. And unfortunately, I think that might impact the midterms in a way that allows all of this to continue for even longer.
So for a common person, the BBB is a little hard to understand. Mm-hmm. Could you just summarize the part that is going to be important for immigrants to understand?
Yeah. I mean, you know, overall, what it did was continued tax cuts for the wealthy and for corporations. And it paid for that by cutting SNAP benefits, Medicaid benefits for poor Americans. And the reason that so many members of Congress were willing to go along with that, because you would think, why would they do that? That doesn't make sense. That only hurts most of their constituents. Why on earth would they do that? The reason they did it is because they said, well, this is a good compromise because we're getting so much enforcement, because the American people have been sold a lie that we are under an invasion from immigrants. And fear is a really powerful motivator. And people get this message and they vote and they support their Republican legislators because they think that they're going to do something about this invasion that isn't actually real, but they believe that it is. So this big bill comes through and it's like, we're going to give all this money to enforcement. And everybody likes that because they're scared of immigrants because they've been lied to. And then, oh, we're going to slip in all of these tax cuts and all these Medicaid cuts and all that stuff. Maybe it's a little unsavory, but we get the, you know, enforcement stuff. And that's honestly what they tell themselves.
So this bill is going to do nothing but kind of just up the anxiety, quite frankly, right? Because there's more for enforcement. It's going to fund, I almost said double the activity.
Yeah, $45 billion for beds. It'll double the detention beds, billions and billions for enforcement. And so we'll see more.
So what people are experiencing, plus some.
Right.
Maybe double.
Militarization, yeah. All of that. And so it's going to be up to the court system to protect us, because Congress won't do it and the president won't do it.
I mean, isn't it even more important than ever for someone to come in and build a relationship? You know, if you think that you might have status mm-hmm. issues, even remotely might. It'd be better just to come in, and especially you guys are doing free consultations. Is it all summer?
Mm-hmm, all summer.
Yeah, you're great about, you know, doing stuff that people really is meaningful for them. I saw when you announced it, all the comments, hundreds and hundreds of comments, so many people thankful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, consultations, I mean, this is your life livelihood, you know, and to waive that so that people can ask questions is pretty cool. And that's, you definitely don't need to do that. But now is the time people need to come, right?
Yes.
And build a relationship, get a file on you, and be prepared with all this increased activity so that at least you have a chance to not just wake up in another city or another state or another country, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think the best piece of advice is to be prepared, meet with a lawyer, understand what you're eligible for, file for something if you are eligible for something, and either way, also have all your documents in order and have a whole safety plan in order and understand who's going to pick up the kids and all of that, because they are just picking people up.
Yeah.
We need to be able to act fast.
Yeah. And, you know, when you throw a wide net like that, you catch all kind of fish. So it's not just the ones you were fishing for. You're catching a lot of other stuff too.
There.
So it's going to be chaotic, I think, for the whole, like the communities, like entire communities are going to be in chaos over people. So would you mind sharing, like, if people wanted to talk to you mm-hmm. or one of your attorneys or whatever, would you share some of the best ways for them to get a hold of you?
Probably the easiest way to find us is to go to any of our social media platforms and send us a DM. My team works in the DMs and they respond within 5 minutes. I have different handles on all the different platforms, but if you search my name, wherever you go, you'll find it. And yeah. So it's Lincoln Like the President, Goldfinch Like the Bird, and there you'll find me. But it's also easy to Google us and call or text or WhatsApp. And basically anything but smoke signals.
We're with Kate Lincoln, Like the President, Goldfinch, Like the Bird. Thank you for joining.
This podcast has been prepared for general information purposes only and is not legal advice. This information is not intended to create, and receipt of it does not constitute an attorney-client relationship.